make it that way.
That's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
And as the great college football announcer for ABC, Keith Jackson, used to say, "Whoa, Nelly." I have not seen a collection of why we can't have nice things to get ready for this like we have today in a long time. There is definitely the spirit of something rolling around everywhere.
In the air. And maybe in all the drinking this time of year.
And just to prove that Santa is everywhere, let's go to Montreal, Canada. And I'm going to say the new, I never cite the source because who cares. But I'm doing this one. Canadian Montreal newspaper, the La Presse.
Oh.
Okay.
Combining of cultures.
If that is your real
the
name.
La Presse.
La Presse. Says three Santa Claus and 40 elves recently stole about $3,000 worth of groceries from a Montreal supermarket up there. The group has a name. They name themselves Robins of the Alleys.
Oh.
And this is kind of a bit they do. They storm the store. They begin filling bags, shopping carts with food. It was like supermarket sweep, Santa holiday edition. Employees freaked out, didn't know what to do, called the police. Suspects got away, left the store, and they robbed the store in their festive disguises to denounce the high prices being charged for food in today's economy.
So they just stole everything.
No arrests have been made. But, I mean, I would look, I'd look at the pole that's up there, right? I mean, we know where he lives.
Come on. Dum, 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 dum.
I think it was a real Santa.
You know, there's a lot of guys you don't want to mess with at this time of the year, but at the top of the list, I think we know who. Mr. Claus. Someone in Phoenix, Arizona.
No, not there, too.
I know. Kind of like Montreal.
Ugh.
They did not get the memo. A 40-foot inflatable St. Nick stolen from a local tree lot. Now, he's been standing there for over 30 years. The owners are devastated. Police are on the case.
Guys, get around.
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy with yourself.
What do you put something like that?
No.
You may have heard about the case, and this happened over in Mississippi, Biloxi, to be exact. And this is the, these are not cool stories. Woman hiding razor blades in loaves of bread and muffins at a Walmart. And this was all around Biloxi, Mississippi, a couple of different Walmart locations. Well, on Tuesday, they got the perp, and the person allegedly that did it. Camille Benson, 33, was arrested after the razors were found in a banana nut muffin and multiple loaves of bread from those Walmart stores. She's been charged with attempted mayhem.
I mean, excuse me.
If you got to get arrested, I mean, it's kind of cool. But this was not, and the bond is high right there. So, she was not a Mississippi resident. Care to guess where she was from?
Florida? Ohio?
I wish. No, we got to claim this one.
No!
Texas. Although.
Shame.
East Texas.
Shame.
So.
Shame.
Shame.
Almost not.
I'm not saying you need to finish your shopping today or just do it online, but don't say I did not warn you. Two women got into it at a Kohl's store. Beautiful Chesterfield, Virginia. Apparently, things got a little testy. They started throwing things at one another. Somehow, a small child wound up in the middle of the melee. And because the internet's going to internet, folks just can't decide what the heck to do with all this.
How much Kohl's cash does it take to bail you out?
No, but if they took it at Target, that would really help.
I mean, if
me
you
out.
Want to sign up today, you can.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go to Ohio and the story of Todd and Louise. They were working at this restaurant there in Elyria, Ohio, which I hear is lovely this time of year. It's Ruben's Deli and Restaurant there, okay? So Monday morning of this week, 9:15 a.m., I don't think a lot happens in Elyria, Ohio, but every available officer, detectives, and other such SWAT team showed up at Ruben's Deli and Restaurant.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. After they received calls reporting an active robbery in place happening involving multiple mass suspects. See Todd and Luis there, 45 and 40, these guys' age. They sent a photo of this alleged event to their boss, Ruben. They thought it was funny because it was generated by AI.
Ugh.
Ruben didn't know that called everyone, and they all showed up. And now Todd, he got arrested. He was taken into custody. He's charged with swatting, obstructing official business, and inducing panic. Yeah, two felonies and a misdemeanor. He's booked. Acevedo, Luis left. He left his vehicle there, and he's on the lam and on the run, and even more trouble because, I know, all because of this. Efforts to locate him are ongoing. Although, he has sent updates and pictures. It looks like a lovely tropical destination where he's at.
That's nice.
I don't know if that's real.
So I freelance as a roofer, but plumbing is kind of out of my league. Mm. So we leave that to the professionals who have a suggestion about proper holiday etiquette. They say if you're drinking Bailey's Irish Cream, do not put it down the drain. Apparently all that fat can clog things up and leave an unpleasant smell. You can imagine something like that. In related news, if you are not finishing your Bailey's Irish Cream, I've got a gal that you can call about that.
That's the person that deserves the... Exactly. We can make that not be a problem. And then finally, well, you had Kohl's. We have this. In Los Angeles, two men got in the middle of a brawl right there in the pastry section of an L.A. Whole Foods yesterday. Police don't know what started the brawl at the Whole Foods. As the men destroyed bakery goods and grappled and punched each other, security guard broke up the scuffle. Both men left the store. No serious injuries were reported, but it was two guys shopping at a Whole Foods, and they do bruise easily.
No kidding.
Teskey's 12 days next.